This is a topic in the world agenda by President Bush. Bush, this is what he had from the speeches joining for New York. Combined
he's no longer,
and,
no longer,
this
no longer,
is
no
the
longer
ambassador
sure
and the Greece and the currently the presidency Washington saying sooner abla abla message to Václav Cívlak, did you hear any surprises in Mr. Bush's speech? No surprises. I didn't hear any surprises. I'm professionally following the events. I don't see any surprise. I would start to congratulate the president needs of all the this recognition that the fight against terrorists is going on. Also, the fact that policy is not diplomacy or also take something off the table for the taking as far as Iraq, which is the most important thing I have to tell you. Please, by the fact that next week the Security Council Secretary will quite an Let's not forget that the Security Council has the responsibility of peace and security in the world, because the Resolution 4041 old members work well. Why would they not work well this time too? We are waiting for Iraq's ambassador. He's alongside of the various microphones. We're going to listen what he has to say. It's exactly relevant. Last night, we had business as usual from President Bush. We had heard the same from other American officials in the past few days. And the bottom line is one. You can accuse as much as you like, but you cannot provide one piece of evidence. In 1917, British General Maud invaded Baghdad, declaring at that time, I came not as a conqueror, but as a liberator. Last night, President Bush echoed that statement. Almost accurately, but he neglected to recall that Iraqi people rejected British colonialism, defeated General Moore, and we will do so whenever they attack the country.
Came not as a conqueror. Came not as a conqueror.
No, it's sometimes too. Yeah.
Essentially important.
Not pure reality.
It's the media's attention is diverted away from
sometimes.
Economic information.
They are making
so
it harder than it is.
We're pushed away from
I think.
Headlining the agenda of news.
I think that's why they do it.